Thank you for listening to BV Unmuted. I'm Christy McNerlin, Chief Communications Officer with Blue Valley Schools. We are wrapping up a three-part series about a mail-in bond election in January of 2023. We have already talked about facilities and bond projects, so in this episode, we're going to learn about projects in the bond that are all things technology. And we're going to have a little fun along the way. You and I are going to play a game.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. I have a special guest with us here today, Executive Director of Curriculum Instruction and Innovation, Kelly Ott. Kelly holds a master's degree in educational leadership, has experience as a building principal. You've served as Director of Professional Development, among other leadership positions. And I believe you speak multiple languages. And you've been here in Blue Valley since, what, 2012?
Yeah, this is my 11th year with the district, I've seen some changes in technology.
Yes, you have.
I have.
Well, welcome, Kelly, and thanks for
having me.
Joining us today. You know, technology is one of those things that I think when you say technology, people think of a computer, and that's it.
Right.
So I told you we were going to have a little fun.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Okay, we're going to play a little game. It's called 30 in 30. So we have 30 seconds.
All right.
And we have to come up with, and I'm not going to be very helpful. So
this is
you
well
need
already.
To come up with 30 things in 30 seconds that are technology. So you're going to have to rip them off the top of your head.
Holy
so
moly.
So everything, like.
Everything technology.
Everything technology. Okay. Because I think people think it's just a computer, and it's so much more. So when you think about teaching and learning in our schools, things that go on behind the scenes, systems behind the scenes, things you see in a classroom, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, God. In our Friday afternoon, here we are.
Here we go. I've got my fingers up. I'm counting to see if I have even a chance.
All right. So please put 30 seconds on the clock. And as a Family Feud game show host, I have always wanted to say that.
Excellent.
If you repeat an answer, you'll hear this sound. Beep, beep. And your answer will not count. So remember, it's got to be 30 singular answers.
All right. I'm questioning my agreement to this.
Okay. Yep. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Computer.
iPad, laptop, Apple Pen, TV, phone, motherboard, robotics. Laser cutter.
I can't think of
laser cutter.
Smart board.
Intercom systems.
3D printer. Regular telephones. Intercom systems. The little doohickey that keeps the time for performing arts. The metronome.
Time.
Oh, darn it.
Are we close?
Got 22.
22.
Okay, you know what?
What?
We're going to get... How many more? That would be 8 more.
Okay.
Right now. Let's think of 8 more, and you will earn yourselves a t-shirt like what I'm wearing, BV Together.
Awesome. I love that.
Okay, so together, we are going to reach that 30 goal.
I'm so excited. 8 more.
We
can do this.
Okay.
Wacom tablets, a...
Monitor?
Monitor, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Monitor.
Monitor. Oh, Apple Watch and wearables,
yes.
Heart rate monitors. Air simulator.
How about the body that they use in the program?
The Rosie.
Yeah,
yeah,
Rosie.
She's got some technology. She's like a cyborg bot.
Yes.
Yeah. He's being very gracious with the time. Yep, we're done.
Okay.
Yes.
Woo! We got 30.
We did.
You win yourself a BV Together t-shirt.
Awesome.
The point of it is, you know, when we are asking for money to fund technology, mm-hmm. it involves so much.
It is. It's everything from things to keep us productive and efficient, from just a student management system and making sure that data is safe, to actually the devices in kids' hands. It truly is everywhere. I mean, just like in your home where there's a computer in a lot of refrigerators. Like, it's just kind of everywhere in our learning environment. So, yeah, I think it's really smart to look at technology in a broader sense than just a device in a kiddo's hand.
Yes.
Yep.
But with that said, obviously technology has a huge impact to teaching and learning. Talk to me a little bit about the value it brings to our kids and our teachers.
Absolutely. There's so many different ways to look at that. You know, the one that's right there is just that it enhances the learning experience and it opens some doors. If you think about, you know, you have a question in your head, and we teach kids to be inquisitive and curious, and just the simple act of being able to Google something or look something up is in our kids' hands, and it's right there for them. All the way to, you know, inviting others in, inviting experts into the learning space. But it also automates and makes things efficient so that we can do some more low-level things quicker, mm-hmm. so we can do some deeper thinking and more rigorous things with our time. Helps with teachers being able to do things more efficiently so they can take care of business, but also spend more of their time on the really hard and complex task of teaching and learning. So, mm-hmm. you know, it is it's an accelerator, but it also helps us maybe do our jobs better, easier, mm-hmm. quicker.
Absolutely, I would agree. So one of the other things I know, there are some that have concerns around the amount of time kids are using technology. Mm-hmm. But I think I would love for you to share just with our listeners how our teachers specifically use that technology.
Yeah. Well, you know, I applaud people who are concerned about that. Mm-hmm. That is a thing that you want parents to be concerned about, and making sure they have a healthy amount of technology in their kids' lives. The research coming out is really interesting, and there's beginning to be some information that's saying that it's not just time on technology, it's what you're doing with that time. And I think that's where our teachers excel, is they understand that if we're going to use a computer, it needs to be in service of learning. And they're asking kids to do tasks that are potentially not doable without a computer, or deepen the learning experience. We do take a look at metrics, and it really is interesting when you look at the amount of time kids are on their devices at school. I believe our middle school average is around 60 minutes a day. So that feels like a really nice, mm-hmm. healthy amount that they're actually engaged in the computer. And that means most of their time they're working with humans.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times that perception is not reality. Mm-hmm. Like you said, an hour mm-hmm. a day. I mean, that's mm-hmm. That seems very healthy.
If you think of as an adult, like how much time mm-hmm. we spend on, and how we're able to regulate and make good decisions, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to teach kids the skills to know when and how to use a technology so that it's healthy. And you have to learn. That's not an innate skill. So that's definitely something we work on and talk about a lot.
Yeah, I know we've talked about that also in the Learning Connection. So if you're a viewer, check out some of the ways that we help students learn to manage that technology, and some tips for parents as well. So one of the things I also wanted to ask is, you know, there are several components of the bond for technology. One is student and classroom technology, which we just talked about, hardware and software. Upgrades and then infrastructure and critical systems, and safety and healthy systems, I think is really important. And just so I think I want our listeners to know how important it is to have systems that are healthy.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of devices in our network, and we're fortunate enough to have an IT department that takes safety as a primary purpose and goal of theirs. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot. Mm-hmm. It's amazing the number of attacks that come in from outside, and we've been mm-hmm. We've weathered those very well, and it's because we have great systems and up-to-date equipment. So, you know, updating that equipment, it's not usually for it's more for necessity when mm-hmm. it comes to that. Same with the learning pieces too. You want kids to have devices that work, so we're not wasting time. You want kids to have access to different things that are out in the real world. So the refresh of technology, I kind of think about it, you know, just like your home technology. You get a new phone every few years, or your laptop ages out and eventually doesn't work like it did when you first got it. And that happens in schools too. And bonds allow us to refresh those technology, ensure the high level of access as needed for our kids, and probably most importantly, maintain our network systems so it's a safe experience.
And the technology that's being replaced as far as its impact to students, obviously we want the systems to work well, but this does include replacement, device replacements for mm-hmm. both staff and for students. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. So with our processes, students in sixth grade, you get a device mm-hmm. and you keep that through middle school, and then you get your second device as a ninth grader and keep it through high school. So every year we refresh sixth and ninth grade devices, and then at the elementary we refresh them about every 4 years, and staff is around 4 to 5 years. So that seems mm-hmm. like a natural and probably reasonable refresh cycle. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So anything that you want people to know in general just about teaching and learning, if you're like kind of your elevator speech, if you put down the power of technology as you think about teaching and learning and the components that are in this bond?
Yeah. The number one, well, maybe not number one, but the number one of the main things is, you know, kids are different mm-hmm. than they have. Every generation is different. But these kids really have grown up, they truly are the digital natives. This is how they learn. This is how they operate. It's not something, it's not an add-on. It literally is woven in the fabric of their lives. And we have to take it on as a responsibility to help them learn how to use it, give them a safe environment to learn in, and make good decisions as they move into adulthood. I don't think there's a career out there or a life beyond high school that doesn't involve technology. And we want our kids to enter that world having the skills and knowledge to be able to work through everything that's going to come at them so they can live a happy and productive life. I think that probably secondarily, you know, sometimes technology isn't the answer in the classroom. And just because we have great technology doesn't mean it's in every aspect of a student's, learning experience. We take great care in making good decisions to make sure it has a real purpose in what we do.
So with that said, what would happen if we didn't have bond funds to be able to support technology?
First of all, we would do everything we can to continue to have high level experience for kiddos. What I can foresee happening is there may be some breaches with safety if our infrastructure isn't able to keep up, or as devices age and age out, the access to the technology devices may be compromised. So as much as, we would do our very best, but it would definitely represent some challenges. And it may also mean that kids don't have access to devices or applications that are out in the real world they might see. It might put them to a disadvantage when they're entering college or a career. But, you know, we always do the best we can. But I truly believe that having great technology, updated technology, can set our kids apart.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Your insight is very important to us, and you have done a great job of sharing the importance of technology in our bond. So thank you very much. I want to make sure that listeners know some of the key dates for the bond election. So the ballots are due on January 31st at noon in the election office. It's a mail-in ballot. Those ballots will go out on the 11th. So January 11th, begin looking in your mailbox. If you're a registered voter in the state of Kansas, then you will automatically receive a ballot if you live here in the Blue Valley School District. So we encourage people to make sure they look for that ballot and turn it in. And appreciate listeners. And that's a wrap for this edition of BV Unmuted.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.